Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Rebbe T, the Audio Daily Dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Erevin 35, using things for their proper purposes. Abai and Rava, the Gemara says, we are dealing with a closet that has a lock which is tied with a rope. The locking mechanism is secured with a rope, and a knife is needed to cut the rope, which is strong, and the Tanakhama of our Mishnah held like Rav Yossi, who said in the Mishnah in Shabbos that all utensils, and here's the key phrase we're going to hone in on, even those used primarily for work prohibited on the Shabbos, the notes point out, may be taken on the Shabbos, except for a large saw, the type used for sawing beams, and a coulter, the large knife-like part of a plow that cuts into the ground to make furrows, which are muksa because people are careful not to use them for anything but their designated purpose. An ordinary knife is not muksa, however, and may therefore be used to cut the rope. Since the Erev is accessible, it is valid. And Rabbi Elazar held like Rabbi Nechemiah, who said, even an article of clothing, even a spoon, like any implement, may not be taken except for their primary use. For all other purposes, they may not be used. And a knife is used primarily for cutting bread, meats, and other foods, but not rope, as Rashi points out in the notes. However, Hananel interprets otherwise. You could see there also. But the idea to focus in on is that utensils should be taken for their proper use, for their designated purpose. And we think about different utensils we have. We think about different items we're given, different technology we're given, should be used for their designated purpose, should be used for their right and good purpose. Everything that's given to us in this world could be used for good or bad. The challenge to us is to use it for good and for it to be used for good. The purpose of everything in the world, of course, is Torah. B'shvil Torah shenikra reishis, b'shvil Yisrael shenikra reishis, the famous phrase goes. Everything was given for the use of the Jewish people to make the world a better place, to be mitakin the olam and to be an or l'goyim, and everything was basically given through the Torah, for the Torah, and in aspects of the Torah. So why would Hashem create laptops? Why would Hashem create desktops? Why would Hashem create the internet? Why would Hashem create the smartphone? It's all for the purpose of Torah. And the Yetzer Hara is very great to use things for bad, because when there's such potential to use for good, there's also such potential for it to be used for bad. So our purpose, our idea, is to take designated items and use it for their proper designated purposes. You have the smartphone. It could be used for shiurim, to listen to shiurim, and to give shiurim. And if you have the computer, the laptop, it could be used to type up notes on shiurim and to be used to Torah. Of course, you have to use it for work and other things and the like, but definitely a primary designated purpose should be to use it for the right aspects, for the right reasons. Just as the Gemara talks about using the knife, using the aspect of the different utensils, even using clothing and spoons for the designated purpose, so too everything we're given, we should use to the best of our ability for mitzvahs, for chesed, for making the world a better place, for the aspect that Hashem really wants us to use it for as it relates to Torah. And that way, all items, all technology, all things can be really mekadeshim shamayim and make the world a better place, little by little, day by day. Join us next time as we talk Erevin 36 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.